To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Good day, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of February, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. It's crackdown time for tokens in Britain. That's right, the UK authorities are seizing NFTs over 1.9 million in suspected tax fraud, making it actually the first time that British law enforcement has seized digital tokens. In doing so, they're hoping this will clean things up a little bit too. This is according to the BBC News, by the way. HM Revenue and Customs have seized these as part of an investigation into potential tax fraud. I guess it's not exactly tax fraud yet, but it's looking that way. Now, the suspects allegedly used 250 fake companies, false identities, prepaid phones, VPNs, and other techniques to hide themselves, making it look like they wanted to defraud the UK tax office by about £1.4 million. Now, yes, the investigation is definitely ongoing, but in the meantime, Nick Sharp, that's the deputy director, is hoping that the seizures would also serve as a warning, you know, to other would-be crypto fraud perpetrators out there. So, you have been warned. Amazon, Nike. I don't know if you've heard it yet or not, but maybe you've heard it here first on the news show, Peloton. It's not for sale. Well, at least according to the new CEO. Last week, we've been hearing left and right, Amazon, Nike, Bob's Chicken Shack. Pretty much everybody thought, yeah, let's buy Peloton. In fact, last week was pretty much all Peloton drama. Not to mention, unfortunately, 2,800 employees that were fired. All leading to the belief that the company was going up for sale. Not so fast. The new CEO, Barry McCarthy, is about to kick Peloton into shape. At least hoping to. It's gonna take a lot, though, to get back to $50 billion. That was the pandemic high, you know, when everybody was sweating at home. But now they've plunged to just $8 billion in value. Wow. However, though, in a Financial Times interview, McCarthy said that, yeah, Peloton, definitely not on the cards right now to be up for sale. Instead, he emphasized that Peloton has room to grow. Yeah, it sure does. And he would focus on the content because Peloton is a connected fitness company, not just a bike company. As for how long it's gonna take to get back in shape for Peloton, well, we don't know, and I'm sure the CEO doesn't either. Probably does everybody's crossing their fingers and toes right now. But if you did have your checkbook out thinking, yeah, why not? Well, put it away, at least for a little while. And finally, hey, check out this new web address. Hand plus eyes rocket ship. And a spider web. If you think I've lost my mind, I haven't. Trust me, I haven't. Because apparently with a new Opera browser, now you can use emoji-only web addresses. Yep, we officially don't want to spell words anymore as human beings. Yes, according to the web browser company Opera, it said it will enable emoji-only based web addresses. Personally, I didn't even know this existed until I read this today. They're hoping by doing this, it will bring a whole new level of creativity to the internet. Now, they're not just doing it on a whim. No, this is actually part of a partnership with Yat. That's actually a company that sells URLs with strings of emojis in them. Now, in Opera's press statement, they said it's been 30 years since the World Wide Web launched to the public. And in that whole time, there hasn't been really any innovation in web link space. That all changes now, he says, at least if you're an Opera web browser user. Now, as far as the owner of Yat, where you can go make your emoji web destination, they actually plan to eventually let users connect their Yats to electronic payments. In fact, a lot of musicians are actually the first ones in line to do this. Now, maybe the reason why I haven't heard about Yat and emoji web addresses is because it just launched as well. It was actually introduced on February 1st. And again, their whole goal is to let users personalize their internet identity and giving artists, creators, and others a lot more visibility and an alternative on the World Wide Web. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'll give it a little read over, and if it's pretty good, we'll stick it on the show. Check us out at our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. That's also the destination where you can support this show to help keep us alive and on the air. You can do that at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Also, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and you can be part of the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.